There are many different elements that contributed to the initial success of the Benny Goodman Orchestra. There were the arrangements of Fletcher Henderson and others that set the stylistic framework for the band. There was also the virtuoso playing and leadership of Goodman himself. Timing, being at the right place at the right time, had a lot to do with Goodman's success. And so did a young singer named Helen Ward, whose swinging vocals and alluring stage presence had a lot to do with the appeal of the Goodman Orchestra to its young audience. Hello, this is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. Today on the program, Remembering Helen Ward.
Thank you.
The Benny Goodman Orchestra from June of 1935. That was Get Rhythm in Your Feet. And we also heard Sing Me a Swing Song from May of 1936, both featuring Helen Ward on the vocals. Hello, this is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. Today on the program, we'll be remembering Benny Goodman's vocalist, Helen Ward. She died April 21st, 1998, at the age of 82. And she was, if not the first female vocalist, girl singers they used to call them, she was the one that helped set the pattern for the many girl vocalists to come during the big band era. And what were those girl vocalists like? Well, they had a nice swinging sense of rhythm, and they were most frequently quite attractive young ladies who looked good on the stage. They could fill those gowns and dresses very well. And Helen Ward was very important to the early success of the Goodman Orchestra. And according to George Simon, he described her as having a warm, sinuous jazz beat, and her body moved in a very sexy manner. And it's also important to remember that the audience for the big bands, the swing bands especially, were male college and high school students. And Helen Ward, when she signed up with the Goodman Orchestra, was just about their age. She was 18 years old, and she was there from the beginning when Goodman first started putting together his orchestra in 1934. Among the first recordings that Goodman made was something called the Dixieland Band, and it featured Helen Ward on the vocals. The first issue of that was made for Columbia Records in 1934, and after Benny Goodman signed up with RCA Victor, he re-recorded again for that label, and that's the version we'll hear here. Helen Ward from April 4th, 1935, the first RCA Victor recording of the Benny Goodman Orchestra, the Dixieland Band. Thank you.
moonlight right in your eyes, like a dream night. You're a heavenly thing. They took the fragrance out of the dew and sprinkled roses all over you, like a garden. You're a heavenly thing. They made a clinging vine. Your embrace does it shine like your face. You combine everything. On your lips they put a breath of spring, and then they vanish, called it a day. They took the model, threw it away, like an angel.
Many of the songs that Helen Ward recorded with the Benny Goodman Orchestra were mostly forgettable pop tunes of the day. That was an example right there. You're a Heavenly Thing from April 19th, 1935. And we also heard the Dixieland Band from just a few days earlier, April 4th, 1935. Both early recordings from the original Benny Goodman Orchestra. Helen Ward was born September 19th, 1916. She started out playing piano as a child and later was singing in her teens and was sort of a mini-celebrity already in New York. She performed regularly on WOR, that was a New York radio station, and that's where she got the attention and joined the Benny Goodman Orchestra and became an important part to Goodman's first success. Another thing about Helen Ward's style of singing was that it was very natural. It wasn't a trained voice. And those natural singing styles were just coming into vogue with Bing Crosby. And Crosby made that style of singing very popular, that it was just like someone singing around with his friends, or her friends in Helen Ward's case. And Helen Ward sounded pretty much like the girl next door. And that was very appealing to particularly the male segment of the Benny Goodman Orchestra's audience. Here's another recording from the Benny Goodman Orchestra with Helen Ward. This is a song that isn't as forgettable as some of the other ones. This has had a little bit of a life and was one of the songs that was recorded time and time again by a number of swing bands during the 30s and 40s. This from July of 1935, The Devil and the Deep Blue Sea. Thank you.
then we said goodbye. What a fool was I. Let me get back in your arms where I belong.
Ballad performance by Helen Ward with the Benny Goodman Orchestra from January 24th, 1936. That's called It's Been So Long. We also heard The Devil and the Deep Blue Sea from July of 1935. This is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. Today on the program, remembering Helen Ward, the great vocalist with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, who died April 21st, 1998. Maybe great isn't the right word to describe Helen Ward. She wasn't the best of the swing-era female vocalists, but she did set the stage to a certain extent with her easy swinging style and direct way of singing that just reached to the listeners. And even though the Benny Goodman Orchestra is usually thought of for its swing numbers, it's important to realize that a large percentage of the Goodman recordings were vocals. And in the early days, 1935 and 1936, a lot of those vocals were done by Helen Ward. And Helen Ward also had the starring vocal on one of the real big hits, first real big hits for the Benny Goodman Orchestra, Johnny Mercer's Goody Goody. catchy little tune from the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Helen Ward on the vocals. It's called The Glory of Love, recorded in April of 1936. And we also heard the big hit Goody Goody, also with Helen Ward at the Benny Goodman Orchestra, from January of 1936. Coming up on Big Band Spotlight, we'll include more of Helen Ward's music with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, as well as some of the recordings that she made after she left the Benny Goodman Orchestra. This is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. With her supple voice, her easygoing sense of swing, and her alluring stage presence, Helen Ward was essential to the Benny Goodman Band's early success. Today on Big Band Spotlight, we remember Helen Ward.
Tables on me, and now I'm falling for you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought the lovely presents you bought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from five and 10 cent store. You used to call me the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. You turn the tables on me.
classic recording from Helen Ward with the Benny Goodman Orchestra from August 13th, 1936, You Turn the Tables on Me. Hello, this is Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. Today on the program, remembering vocalist Helen Ward, who died at the age of 82, April 21st, 1998. She was the first girl singer, as they called them back then, with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, and had a lot to do with the success of the orchestra. She wasn't the first girl singer with the big band. Paul Whiteman is usually given the credit for having the first girl singer when he hired Mildred Bailey. But before Goodman came along with Helen Ward, girl singers were more or less a rarity. Most bands had male singers if they had a singer. And for Benny Goodman, he wasn't that crazy about having singers. As Helen Ward said later, Benny Goodman saw singers, and girl singers in particular, as sort of a necessary evil. Goodman, in fact, didn't use that many male vocalists in his career. Mainly it was girl vocalists, and Helen Ward was the first. Girl singers, that's what they called them back then. And the boys, they're boys in the band, so using the terms of the day. Here's another recording from Helen Ward with the Benny Goodman Orchestra, June of 1936. This is There's a Small Hotel.
Thank you.
took it to romantic places. A fairground painted sweet. These foolish things remind me of you. A tinkling piano in the next apartment. Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. Oh, how the ghost of you cleans. These foolish things remind me of you. You came, you saw, you conquered. That make my heart a dancer. A telephone that rings, but who's to answer? Oh, how the ghost of you cleans. These foolish things remind me of you.
These Foolish Things Remind Me of You. Helen Ward with the Benny Goodman Orchestra from June of 1936. And we also heard a swinging version of the Rodgers and Hart song, There's a Small Hotel, from June of 1936 as well. There was a romance between Benny Goodman and his vocalist, Helen Ward. Helen Ward was very much in love with Benny Goodman. And Benny Goodman, although never went on record as saying he was in love with Helen Ward, was at least very fond of her and was even considering marrying Helen Ward. But as it turns out, Benny Goodman was so committed to his music and his career as a bandleader that he put the idea of marriage out of his mind. Helen Ward, however, moved on from the Benny Goodman Orchestra. She left in December of 1936, much to the chagrin of the many male fans of the Benny Goodman Orchestra. She left to get married herself. And what's interesting is that Helen Ward is the vocalist who's usually affiliated or thought of with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. She's the one, when you think Benny Goodman and singer, Helen Ward is usually the one that first comes to mind. But she was only with the orchestra for its first 2 years, and not even during its first great success, the big success that it got. The band really started hitting its peak in 1937 and 1938, about the time Harry James signed up and the Goodman Band went to Carnegie Hall. But Helen Ward was very important to that initial success of the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Although she retired from music, it wasn't a full-time retirement. She would still make recordings now and then, and there were even occasional tours with a few orchestras. And initially, after retiring from the Benny Goodman Orchestra, she would make recordings with some of Goodman's alumni, such as Teddy Wilson and Harry James. And in this case, drummer Gene Krupa. She was there for Krupa's first recording date as a bandleader. And this is from April 14th, 1938. It's called One More Dream.
Tomorrow we go marching.
before. After dreaming for a lifetime, this is what I've waited for, just one more dream. And the sun will shine. One and one make two, and two make life worthwhile. Gonna get that country cottage where the rambling roses twine. One more dream, and the boy is mine.
With a recording with the Bob Crosby Orchestra, Day In, Day Out, from July of 1939, and Gene Krupa from his first recording session as a band leader from 1938, April of that year, and One More Dream. You're listening to Big Band Spotlight. I'm Carl Gerke. Today on the program, remembering singer Helen Ward, who died at the age of 82, April 21st, 1998. In the early 1950s, Benny Goodman experienced a sort of a comeback. It all started when Columbia Records released the Carnegie Hall 1938 Jazz Concert and became a surprising success. And so Goodman decided to put together an orchestra, and he went on tour. That was in 1953. And one of the people that he signed up to join the orchestra was his old friend and vocalist from the early days, Helen Ward. And before they went on tour, they made some recordings with the new band, the new Benny Goodman Orchestra. And among those recordings was this, I'll Never Say Never Again Again.
Shadow does seem in my joy. Oh, she beguiled this heart of mine. Martha, Martha, I adore thee. Leave me not to deep and dark despair. Never leave me, nor deceive me. Come and share thy boon with me. Oh, come and share thy boon, love, with me.
Singing with a Larry Clinton Orchestra from 1957, Martha, that came from an album of Larry Clinton redoing his big hits from the 30s and 40s in hi-fi, with Helen Ward taking the place of original Clinton vocalist B. Wayne. And we also heard Helen Ward back again with Benny Goodman Orchestra and I'll Never Say Never Again, again from February of 1953. Helen Ward would join Goodman for other tours in 1957 and 1958, a few other recordings in the 50s, and pretty much stayed retired until 1979. Into the early 80s, she performed a little bit more, even put out a record. And then finally, on April 21st, 1998, she passed away at the age of 82, but she left her mark as one of the important vocalists of the big band era. We'll wind up this big band spotlight with just a little bit of a wonderful recording that she made with a small group with Red Norvo in 1943, a V-disc of I'll Be Around. Big Band Spotlight is produced for South Dakota Public Radio at the studios of WCAL-FM, St. Olaf College, Northfield, Minnesota. I'm Carl Gerke.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording, and for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.